Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. How are you doing this morning?
I am great. A big start to the day, though. You know, my affinity for local news. I love it. I like it in serious form, but I also like at times picking apart the way in which they're ultra serious about some things that don't need to be so serious. Well, Storm Watch is on Channel 2 and on Channel 11. Storm Watch. It says dueling traffic trackers when it's predicted, I think, to get 0.00007 inches of snow today. They had people out on the field this morning. That's a case of we haven't started up that van in a while, and it's now the end of April.
The battery's going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to make sure it still runs, or they've got to go take it to get oil change today anyway. So why don't – and the forecast is calling for maybe some snow just flying through the air, not really laying on the ground. Let's get that thing up and running.
This is one last hurrah before they put the thing in mothballs until, you know, November probably. So let them have their glory. You know, today is a day to just – let the weathermen and the traffic people, weather people and traffic people, just let them have their one last dying gasp before all they have to talk about for the next 6 months is somewhere between 70 and 90 and hopefully sunny.
Yeah, and humid. And now and then the UV index and how we're all going to get fried from the humidity and old people and pets and bring them inside and all that.
And wait, there was this cloud, and we think it may have been a funnel cloud. Here's video from Westmoreland County.
Always from Westmoreland. Hempfield. It always says Hempfield.
Yes.
It's always from somebody in either Hempfield or, you know, somewhere in and around South Greensburg, Southwest Greensburg, one of those places. It always is. All right. I did not get around to switching over my phones yesterday. Here's the deal. I feel like I need more time allocated. I only had like 30 minutes, and I'm like, I don't know if this is going to be enough in case I run into a jam. I have been told by numerous people this is the easiest thing in the world. You can hit a couple buttons, and you'll be fine. I honestly, and I'll be able to do this today when I get home, I feel like I need to carve out a good 2 hours to have just as a buffer in case things go wrong and I need to make a couple phone calls or I need to go look up passwords or I need to get mad about things. So I got to carve out 2 hours, so I'll have that today. But it got me to thinking something, how quickly the phone got here. It got here in 18 hours, I think. And I looked out on my street yesterday as then the case came and the part that you put on so your screen doesn't crack and I think a phone charger, all of that kind of came. It came really fast. And on my street, the UPS guy and the FedEx guy were in front of my house at the same time. They both weren't coming to my house. One guy was going across the street. It's kind of like it blows me away when I get on an airplane and I land in Florida and in the morning it would be like today and then you'd go in Florida and you'd be on the beach like that by noontime. You'd be on the beach and you're like, it blows me away still, air travel. Like we can do this as a society and the technology's there. It blows me away too that I see like point of origin, Dubuque, Iowa, and my phone is here in like 18 hours.
To wrap your head around the fact that somebody packaged up that phone in a box in Dubuque, Iowa, or Omaha, Nebraska, or Walla Walla, Washington, wherever, and then 18 hours later, here it is in your hands. It's the marvel of modern technology.
Yeah, it just it gets me. I'll never, and I probably should. I doubt that younger people are amazed by this. It just is what it is. They think you order something and it comes. Like you can order, you know, two camels and 17 boxes of chocolates and a bunch of flowers and whatever, and four cars, and they'll get delivered to your driveway in 7 hours. Like that's
actual
people,
camels,
real
not
ones.
Cigarettes.
Yeah, real or yeah, yeah, exactly. But I think the real ones probably cost more than the cigarettes. Or the cigarettes probably cost more than the real ones, I mean. But yeah, anyway, yeah. Logistics blow me away. Like, that whole field. Because I'm not the only guy that got a phone that quick yesterday.
Like, no, it happened all over the country.
Correct. Correct. How did we devise that chain to start? Like, that to me, too, is where I do a lot of thinking during the day. And I don't smoke weed. It sounds like it, I'm sure, but I don't.
It would have been the day.
Correct. I do a lot of thinking, and I'm like, so I see the points that went to. It went to, and it always goes through New Stanton. Everything goes through New Stanton for some reason. But it went from this one place to Indianapolis to New Stanton, out on the truck for delivery, and then bang, it's at my house. It started in Dubuque, Iowa, or somewhere. And it was literally there in 18 hours. How they get these all... And the guy walks up my door like no sense of urgency, like, man, how you doing? Here you go. Everybody's working faster than him. How does it get there that fast?
No, that's the
I
thing.
I could send a letter to my grandma, and it takes 3 weeks to get down the street.
Nobody's working any faster than him, and it still got to you that quickly. How about that?
I'm at a loss. I wish I had more for the conversation, but I'm at a loss. You could send a postcard from my house to four houses away, it'll take 2 weeks. 2 weeks. But it can get a cell phone or a pair of shoes or like that East Bay catalog. You can look at it and honestly order. You'll get 9 million catalogs if you order one thing from it. But you can order a pair of shoes or a T-shirt, Nike T-shirt, whatever you want. I swear to you, you could order it at 9 in the morning and it's there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at your house. It's amazing.
Since you brought up catalogs, it made me think. And you know, unfortunately, for those that don't follow me on social media, my mother-in-law passed away about a week and a half ago, so we've been cleaning a lot of stuff out from her old house. Catalogs keep coming in the mail. I mean, half a dozen catalogs every day. My mother-in-law loved mail ordering stuff, and she would not do it online. She would fill out the little form in the middle that you have to rip out, and you fold it over, and you lick it, and you seal it, and put a stamp on it. So... how much longer do you think, though, this is the point of my question, how much longer do you think before catalogs are completely just gone?
Do we always have to have a Christmas card, a Christmas one for toys? Do we always need to have that?
I mean, I if you would have asked me as a kid, I'd have said, hell yeah, that Sears Wish Book was my jam. I would go through that for like a month and just highlight things and circle things and say, give me this and give me that, and then I'd get none of it. But the point was, as a kid, I got to dream. So I don't – I just don't – everything's online. And eventually, like you mentioned, younger people aren't as amazed by the fact that you can order something with a tap on your phone, and 18 hours later, some guy walks up to your front door and hands it to you. Younger people don't have any idea – no concept of a – wait, there's a book that comes to your mailbox, and then you got to physically write down with a pen,
right,
the item number, and you gotta lick it and put a stamp on it and mail it, and then
wait
4 weeks for that thing to come.
Oh yeah,
huh?
You're right about that. Younger people don't understand any of that. Case in point, this was like 5 years ago, so my son was like five, and I didn't even know he knew how to work like the computer. So he was like looking at the computer, and he was on. And my wife found on Amazon, she's like, what in the world is this? He had put, like, honestly, like 29 things in the cart that were, like, matchbox cars, little train things. He just thought you put them in and they came to the house. And with Amazon, they do. You know? You just, Amazon Prime. He would just ordered a bunch of things. I mean, he seriously had like 8 die-cast cars that he ordered. He thought, well, you just move it over here. So the point of the story is that they are, you know, point and click and drag and just sit, go to inbox, check, yep, I want to buy this.
Yep.
Much, and it's never going to go the other way. But you know, I wonder if it'll be sort of retro cool to have a catalog at some point, you know?
Maybe. I just, like, kids have no concept, and it's, I'm going all old man, shaking my fist at a cloud now, but they have no concept of time management now because everything can happen in an instant. Like, we asked my daughter the other day, hey, it's your friend's, you're giving your friend, you're supposed to give your friend a birthday gift this week because there's a birthday this weekend. Do you have any idea what you want to get her for her birthday? You know, it's Tuesday already. No. When are you going to figure it out? I don't know. I just figured I'd go online tomorrow and just pick something and just have it delivered to her house. Well, no. Like, and again, I understand the convenience of some of that is nice, right? Like,
right.
You can order a gift and it goes straight to somebody's house with a little note attached to it. But there's no concept of time management because everything in our world now is instantaneous.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. That's a pretty good call by you. I like that. I like that a lot. Everything.
You used to have to plan. Hey, I know somebody's birthday is on April 24th. I'm gonna have to order something before the end of February so I make sure it gets here in time, and then I gotta wrap it and make sure. You know, there was no just hoping it showed up with the push of your thumb on a screen.
Man, this blows me away. I'm telling you, logistics. That was the field to get into. If somebody was like, what do you want? I want to get into logistics. I have a friend he's in charge of, I went to high school with him. He's in charge of logistics for one of these big box hardware stores. He's the man. And I was like, hey, I've asked him sometimes. I was like, hey, can we, he goes, listen, I can make it happen. I can get three things of plywood from Charlotte to San Francisco in 14 hours. I can make it happen. It's just the way that it works. And I think of that all the time, like inventory. And, yeah, they have no idea all the stuff behind the scenes. And kids are just like, press this button.
Right.
And it's there. Oh, it's going to be that way with groceries soon. I wonder what grocery stores are going to be in 20 years. If it's just going to be like it's just going to be
a
beehive.
They're all going to be like Get-Go Express.
Yep.
There'd be a couple shelves. You'll walk in, maybe pick up a couple things if you need to, but you'll already have placed your order, and it'll all be bagged and sitting there waiting for you.
You think so? And there'll be like sort of some part of the back of the house that you don't see that's like has all the inventory.
The back of the house will be bigger than the front,
yes.
Essentially. Whereas now you walk into an old grocery store now, like the little Shop and Save up the street from our house, or I remember the one I worked at over on Joseph Street in Baldwin, where the back room was like the size of a broom closet.
Because the inventory came in and went out all fresh for the most part. Right.
Exactly. And the front, the store, was where everything was. You know, why would you keep it all on the back? No, why would you do that? People can't get it and buy it. But no, we'll get to a point where the back will be everything and the front will just be, hey, stop here, pay, pick up.
Crazy. Life is crazy. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to check out at the right time or if I am a little bit too early or if in some ways I'm a little bit too late. I don't know. There's no time like the present, though. And we're going to do a radio show on this Wednesday. So good morning to you. Matt Clement at 7 o'clock. Ray Fittipaldo, 8 o'clock. Brian Billick, he joins us at 8:30. Neil Walker, he joins us. He's recently retired. Tough life. What is he, 35? I don't know. He got nothing to do now but take his kid to school and go to the mailbox, make sure that check keeps going in there. So Neil Walker joining us at 9:05 or so. We got a lot to get into. Good morning to you, Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.